From the MaxSouth Broadband News and Weather Center, I'm Randy Bell. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday. A freeze warning continues until 9 this morning for eastern Mississippi, including Neshoba County, but temperatures are not as cold as they were yesterday. And as the warm-up continues this week, we'll be back in the 80s by Thursday, setting the stage for another round of severe storms on Friday. It's the fewest number of new COVID-19 cases in this part of central Mississippi since September. The state health department says in its latest report that a total of only 24 cases were confirmed in Atala, Leake, and Neshoba counties last week. That's less than half as many as the week before. A milking contest at the state capitol? It's happening today in celebration of National Ag Day.
We've developed a theme as the state of Mississippi for this event, and we're calling it Our Food Comes from the Farm.
Agriculture Commissioner Andy Gibson.
Our goal is to highlight the reality that we can never take for granted that whether it's milk that we get out of the grocery store or any other food that we enjoy, all of it comes from a farm somewhere.
Gibson says it'll be a reminder of how important agriculture is to the state economy.
Agriculture is not only how we survive, but it's how we thrive. In fact, agriculture today in 2023 remains our largest industry in the state. It's also our largest employer, employing about 20% of our workforce.
He says last year, Mississippi farms produced almost $10 billion worth of products. And back to that milking contest at the Capitol this morning. In one of those matches, it's going to be the commissioner competing against his wife, Leslie. Ole Miss will play Louisville in the women's NCAA Sweet 16 Friday night. The Cardinals clobbered Texas in a second-round game last night, 73-51. And there was another big upset in the tournament with a second number one seed losing, this time Indiana, beaten by 9-seed Miami 70-68 last night. Find the latest news and weather online now at breezynews.com, kix96news.com, and cruiser98news.com from the MaxSouth Broadband News and Weather Center. I'm Randy Bell.